What do you call this thing that it has wheels, you know, and you can put a baby in it and it'll lie down and you can go out and...
Stroller.
Yeah, that's a stroller. You would say, I believe I'll put the baby in the stroller or the baby carriage and go out and do what?
Stroll it,
okay. What about if you had, let's say you had three boys, one of them was 5, one of them was 10, and one of them was 15. You'd say that the one who's 15 is the...
Oldest.
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about him in terms of being grown up, he'd be the...
In terms of...
Yeah, being grown up, he'd be the...
Teenager.
Okay, or maybe of those three children, he'd be the most grown up, or something like that.
Oh, mature.
Yeah, okay. What about, talking about the person's children, a person's children are his sons and his...
Daughters.
Uh-huh, are his boys and his...
Girls.
Okay. What about if a woman's about to have a baby, you say she's what?
Pregnant.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard any other expression used for that?
Besides pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Family way.
In the family way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody talk about it maybe in a joking way and say something different?
Not that I think so.
I was talking to one old fellow a few weeks back, and he said she swallowed a pumpkin seed or something like that.
I've heard of that.
You heard of that? Uh-huh. Okay. What about if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father does, and maybe even the same shape nose, you say he...
Resembles
his father, okay. What about if a woman has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has...
Reared
three children. Or what about if a child has misbehaved, you might tell them, well, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
Whipping.
Good whipping, okay. What about if somebody named Bob is 5 inches taller this year than he was last year, you'd say Bob
has grown.
Okay. Or maybe talk about the word grow. Something grows now, yesterday it
grew.
Okay. What do you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Illegitimate child. Have you ever heard him referred to as anything else?
Bastard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else other than bastard or illegitimate child?
No.
Okay. What about, you might say that Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even a lot...
She's loving.
Yeah. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy's even a lot...
More loving.
Okay. What about if you had a brother and he had a son, his son would be your...
Brother, he had a son would be my nephew.
Okay. What do you call a child who's lost both of its parents? It's a what?
A child that has lost both of his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Foster.
Foster child. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard maybe if they're put in an institution or something like that, are they called anything different?
I don't know.
Not sure, okay. Have you ever heard them referred to as orphans?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call a person who's appointed to look after an orphan? That's his what?
A person look after an orphan. Guardian.
His guardian, okay. Well, what about if your house is full of your cousins and nephews and nieces and people like that? You say the house is full of your what?
Relatives.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call relatives anything else?
Kinfolk,
okay. What about, you might say, well, talking about somebody who looks like you, you might say, well, she has the same family name as I do, and she even looks a little bit like me, but I'm actually...
Different.
Mm-hmm. Or...
Oh.